Governor Cuomo's State of the State address included proposals to lower taxes on businesses and homeowners, build infrastructure, promote tourism, and train new workers. But a lack of emphasis on initiatives to assist the state's immigrant population upset Jackie Esposito of the New York Immigrant Coalition.
I think given that the contributions that immigrants make to the state of New York and you know, to the very fabric of our state, that it's really surprising that more specific policy platform for immigrant rights was not included in the governor's speech.
The coalition has released its own 2014 Immigrant Equality Agenda, containing 10 policy items that advocates will continue to push for in New York. At the top of the list is passage of the New York State DREAM Act to allow the children of illegal immigrants to receive financial assistance in attending college. Neighboring New Jersey just approved its own DREAM Act. Number two on the list is improving road safety by allowing undocumented immigrants access to state driver's licenses, a policy issue approved in Connecticut last summer. Esposito says New York State needs to step up and lead with more steps for assisting immigrants while the country waits for Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform.
Our immigrant equality agenda it takes into account what, you know, what is good governance? What makes good policy? And how can we improve the lives of immigrants who are living in the shadows while we wait for Washington to finally get past its dysfunction and pass a comprehensive immigration reform bill? It's up to New York to be a leader on this and to make sure that we're honoring our longstanding tradition of welcoming immigrants to our communities.
Last year, the Cuomo administration established the Office for New Americans, which helps immigrants obtain vital services as well as connect with language programs and also encourages entrepreneurship. Betsy Palmieri, executive director of the Hudson Valley Community Coalition, said she'd like to see the governor broaden the scope of immigrant services. Palmieri said community organizations assisting immigrant populations in upstate communities could utilize new funding to expand new and innovative services.
We have found some models that really work for the rural communities, such as a mobile immigration clinic where an immigration attorney travels to different areas that don't have access to immigration attorneys. And we found that by collaborating, working with different community organizations on the ground, helping to do the outreach and reach people, whether it's for the Deferred Action Program or other forms of immigration relief, we found that it's a model that really works, but we need support to keep them going.
The 2014 Immigrant Equality Agenda also includes raising the minimum wage, promoting college readiness for English language learners, and protection from harsh enforcement. For more information, visit WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.